I know one other thing that I've learned about you, and that's you're patient because you're a Chicago Bears fan. And I say this because...
Cubs, too.
And Cubs. Well, at least that paid. And another good friend of mine in broadcasting is from Chicago and a Cubs fan all his life. And I'll drop a name, Brad Chan, who's the voice of the Dallas Cowboys.
But, yeah.
And gave me my first gig in the business. But he's from Chicago, Cub fan all his life. I texted him the night they won the World Series, and I said, thought I'd never see this. And he said, boy, neither did I. So I can imagine how you felt. But I had a late aunt who was a Bears fan. So I know how, and White Sox. So I know how patient she had to be.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's the same with you.
Well, I do not like the Packers. And I do not like the Vikings. But with this station being a Viking station, or this group being the official voice of Vikings football, I had to kind of put my disdain for them aside. And people told me, boy, you must be turning into a Vikings fan the way you report. And I said, nah, just try to keep it down the middle.
That's right. It's about all you can do. Another thing I want to point out here before we move on is that people have been wondering, and I know they've asked you, and a few people have asked me, okay, who's going to take over calling governor's games now? Well, the answer is twofold, and one is that the role that Rod has played doing governor football and boys basketball, Brian Oakland's going to take over that.
And Brian was the obvious choice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's done, what did he tell me, 10, 12 years? Something like that of doing Stanley County games and obviously the Central South Dakota regional games. But then in girls basketball, when there was a conflict, he would do the girls, I'd do the boys, because I got to choose since I was the director.
That's right.
Yeah, and I always chose to do the boys, although I had a blast doing some girls games. I mean, there were some great girls games that I've done. But he'll just follow right in.
There's no doubt.
And he's done wrestling now for 5-6 years, and he does a tremendous job at that.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll just follow right in, and I think he'll enjoy Coach Steele and the football team in the fall.
No, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
What they've done the last 3 years, that's amazing. And the second part of it is I will call girls action, girls basketball, and in some cases certainly volleyball too, and I'm very much looking forward to that.
And then the football in the region.
Right, absolutely, yes. Yeah. So
Friday nights are a big night around this part of the state with every high school having their high school football team in action. So you'll enjoy that. You'll find out why towns follow. Let's put it that way.
and that'll be fun. And I've been in this situation before, having worked in Wyoming and Iowa. I understand how small towns take to their teams. And even in all the years I was around Texas, I was around big cities a lot. But I saw enough where. And Texas, it's a completely different high school football. It's like high school basketball in Indiana. That's how high school football is in Texas.
That's right.
But I've seen it, and it's so much fun to be around. And I've been around it a long time, and it is it's really an enriching, especially for a single guy like me. It's an enriching thing to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to meet people too.
It absolutely is, and met a lot of good people over the years, and a lot of good coaches, as I know you have with these relationships that you have fostered. So, so the other question everyone wants to know is: you're going to sleep in Monday morning?
I'm planning on it. At least till 6.
At least till 6. I would imagine that for a while your body just may tell you, "Hey, I got to wake up at this certain time."
Yeah. You never know.
Terry is already retired, right?
Yeah, she has been for 3 years.
Okay.
Two or 3 years now.
All right. So,
she takes care of the dog.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I will just say, and I've said this to you on the air and off the air, thank you for your help in the last, several weeks. Because I'm the one who. By the way, do you have any prudent advice for me as I take over for you?
Do your thing.
Yeah.
When I came to town, I followed a legend, and took people a while to kind of grab on to my style, but they eventually liked it because style I chose is what I grew up with listening on the radio in Nebraska, and just kind of developed it that way. And so create your own style and do your thing, and people will forget about me and they'll be talking about you.
They will not forget about you. They may talk about me in certain ways. They're not going to forget about you. I can promise you that. And I only have this wish for you. And I talked about my dad yesterday with Jody. My dad passed away earlier this week. But before then, he had got to enjoy 30 years of retirement.
Yeah.
And I absolutely wish at least the same for you and for Terry and all you can have from it. And congratulations, because you really earned it.
Well, if I make it 30 years, my wife will be amazed.
Rod, thank you. Congratulations. But Rod will be here in this chair at 9
yep.
o'clock this morning one more time.
So 9 till noon.
All sorts of fun coming up then.
And got more sports gas yet today, too. So
you're not done with him yet.
No.
Rod, thanks for coming in.
Sure
and again,
thing.
Congratulations.
And good luck for the future.
Thank you, Rod, very
okay.
much.
Okay.
Rod Fisher on People in the Neighborhood on 1060 107.1 KGFX.